Folks, if you're looking for an entertainment bargain, trade right here at the Brushwood Mercantile Company. Once again, our steps turn to the little Deep East Texas community of Brushwood, where our friends Cal Wiggins, Gib Ranking, and Cal's son, Las Cassius, are waiting for us at Cal and Gib's thriving Brushwood Mercantile Company. When we said goodbye to Brushwood yesterday, Cass had just asked his paw for permission to go courting Teeny Belle Thigpen, and Cal said no in no uncertain terms. Cass has always been a dutiful son, but it's a question whether or not his love for the fair Teeny Belle will be greater than his duty to his father. As we come in the door, Gib and Cass are talking.
Cass, your pa's mighty put out about you coming in to late last night, son.
Well, I kind of thought he might be, Uncle Gib. That's why I gone out for his life this morning.
Yeah. Well, he's due back with the mail just any minute now, I look for him.
Well, I'm a-waiting for him.
Yeah.
Uncle Gib, me and Pa's going to have it out about Teeny Belle. I don't aim to hurt him if I can help it.
Yes,
but shucks, I'm just so in love with Teeny Belle, I'm just... Well, I'd fight a raging lion if she was to ask me to.
Now, Cass, is that where you was last night, son?
It sure was.
Is that a fact? Well, even after you, Pa done forbid you to go...
Yes, sir, I don't aim to go again him, but I'm 19, and I aim to get married.
Well, what did Teeny Belle think of you going sitting with her again your pa's commands?
Well, she was going to send me home at first,
yeah.
But I just set my foot down. I told her I'd lie down in the road in front of her house all night if she forced me to go.
Just going
to
stay in?
Yeah, she let me stay, though.
Yeah.
Uncle Gil, about the most wonderful gal in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
After Pa and Ma went to bed last night, we sat down on the sofa there in the parlor.
You did?
Yeah, I sat on one side, and she sat on the other.
Yeah.
And first thing you know, I looked over at her, and she looked over at me.
Yeah. Go on.
I nudged over a little, and she nudged over a little. I give another little nudge, and she give another little nudge. I nudged and she nudged.
Yeah,
and we just kept a nudging until we couldn't nudge another nudge.
Just a regular nudging fest.
And there we was, first thing you know, side by side.
Cass, you're a sparking rascal, that's all there is to it.
Yeah,
go on, what'd you do next?
I read her a poem, I read.
Yeah.
You want to hear it?
A poem?
Yes, sir.
Well, I should say I do want to hear it. Go ahead.
Here it is.
Got it with you?
Yeah, I got it here.
All right.
Old Teeny Belle, old Teeny Belle, the fairest flower in all the dale. I love you more than any tongue can tell, and it's no darn wonder that I fail.
My Cass, I never knowed you had it in you. That's as pretty a piece of versifying as I ever heard. What did Teeny Belle say when you read her that poem, son? I bet she liked it, didn't she?
Yeah, her face got so rosy red. Uncle Gib, you could hardly see the freckles.
Yeah.
And while she was a kind of fussed up like, I leaned over and gave her a quick kiss, right smack a dab on her lips. Yee-hoo!
Is that...
that decided it right then and there, Uncle Gib.
Yeah.
I'm going to marry that gal or bust a hamstring a ton. Pa nor nobody else ain't gonna stop me.
Well, Cash, you know, ever since you first told me that you was in love with Teeny Bell, I've been thinking she'd make you a first-rate wife, all right. She comes from good stock. There ain't no finer God-fearing folks in the county than Mr. and Miss Thigpen. But somehow, Cash, your pa's got his head set again you marrying anybody. Couldn't you just kind of wait just a spell till we might have a chance to work on him, the two of us?
Uncle Gib, I just love that gal so bad, I think I'd off. We don't get married.
Yeah.
When I'm sitting beside her, my heart gets so happy, it seems like it's swole up fit to bust. Yeah. And I ain't going to wait for pawn or nobody else.
Well, you sure got it. But say, have you ever given thought to the money question?
Well, I had $32.17 in the bank, and Paul put in that $13.20 more.
Yeah, that's right.
So that makes me $45.37 about.
Yeah.
It's right here in my pocket. I done drawed it out of the bank.
In your pocket? Why, cash? What in the world?
Uncle Gib, my mind's made up. If Paul gets crosswise with me, I'm going to take my money and go to the city and get a good job and save my money till I get enough together and come back marching.
Ain't the one doing that. They tell me jobs is powerful scarce in the city, son.
I'll get one, though. I'm strong and I'm willing.
Yeah.
And I'll be doing it all for Teeny Bell.
Here's your paw now. Much mail today, Cal?
Just so. You last catch this. Where was you at last night you didn't get home till 8 or 10?
I was a sparking Teeny Bell.
After I told you not to, you went and done it anyhow, huh?
Yes, sir.
Listen, I'm going to get me a LM club, and I'm going to beat you till you holler calf rope some of these days. No son of mine's going again my wishes, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, if you do, Pa, I'll take the club away from you. I don't aim to take no more whooping from you. I'm done the road.
You what? Why, you darn whippersnapper, I'll tan your hide, I'll skin you alive, so help me, talking to you, Pa, like that. Shame on you.
Well, I'm sorry, Paul, but me and Teeny Thigpen is going to get married.
You can't. Listen, I forbid it. I'll disown you, that's what I'll do.
Well, I reckon I'll just have to go ahead without your blessings. Goodbye, Paul.
Huh?
Goodbye.
What do you mean, goodbye?
I'm leaving. I'm going to the city to make my fortune.
Yeah, what city are you going to?
Going to Dallas.
Listen, last Cassius, you're a bigger darn fool than to give you credit for it. You're a country born, you'd be just as out of place in the city as Gib here would be at the ladies' aid meeting.
Now, you leave me out.
I'll get along. I got $45.37 to start on.
Cal, you ain't going to let him go, are you?
Well, it seems as though he's got sod on the idea. He's a darn pig head, and I don't care if he does go. Go on, Cash. Go on. Get out. I don't want to see you no more. You ain't the son of mine no more, and I don't want you coming back, nothing.
Well, I was hoping you wouldn't feel like that, Paul.
Now, get out, I said. Go on, get out.
Goodbye, Uncle Gib.
Well, goodbye, Cash.
Goodbye, Paul.
Well, you've done it now.
What do you mean, I done it?
Well, all you done was drive away your oldest boy. He's going to the city, and you know the pitfalls that exist in any city for a young fellow from the country. Why, most anything's liable to happen to him.
You don't think he'll come to no harm, do you?
Well, you can't never tell. It's Sister Abernathy coming. I'll wait on. Howdy, Luella May.
Evening, Gib. Evening, Cal.
Evening, Luella May. What can we do for you?
Well, Violetta Singletary's coming home next week with her roommate from Teachers College. And my Effie Sue is going to give her a party. Teeny Bell Thigpen's going to be there, and I just wanted to see if Cass could come. We're going to have a box supper out at Gator Lake.
Cass ain't here, Luella May.
Well, just ask him for me when he gets back and let me know, will you?
Cash, ain't coming back.
Ain't a coming back? What kind of talk is that, Gib Rankin?
Well, it's the truth, Luella May. Ask Cal here.
Cal, what have you done?
Well, I just told Cash to get out and stay out. That's what I done.
You mean he's left Brushwood?
Yes, he's gone to Dallas. I told him not to go a-courting that Teeny Bell Thigpen, and he defied me and went anyhow. So I just told him to get. And he wants to marry her.
Well, what's wrong with that, may I ask Calvin Wiggins?
Well, he's too darn young.
Oh,
that's
sure.
What's wrong with him.
I've known you 40 years, and right now he's a better side of a man than you ever was. What's wrong with Teeny Belle Thigpen?
Well, it ain't her Luella May. I like Teeny Belle, but it's just your idea, that's all.
Well, he'd better be married to Teeny Belle right here in Brushwood than be roaming the streets of Dallas at the mercy of them overpainted underdressed females. I've been in Dallas and I've seen them. Poor little cat.
He won't come to no harm.
Well, you're hoping that, but you don't know it. And if harm does befall him, it'll be squire on your head. It's maybe lucky that Melissa's gone to glory, so she don't have to witness the spectacle of her firstborn being driven from home by his father.
Now, you're making me out to be something you'd like to step on there, Luella May.
And so you be. You're just an unromantical, unsentimental, selfish, mean-mannered old wretch. That's what you are. You got so dried up and mean, you forgot what it's like to be young and in love. With what you got on your conscience, Calvin Wiggins, I wouldn't be in your shoes for all the money in the world.
Yeah, but lots of sprouts leave home and nothing happens to them.
That's no excuse. I'm the last person in the world to spread talk, but I'm going to make it my bounden duty to see that there ain't a soul in Brushwood but what's known to what you've done and what I think about it. And when I get through, you wish you was just a leper.
Oh, now, Luella, me, don't do nothing like that. We've been good friends for a long time. You know that, ain't we?
That's all in the past.
No.
I'm even going to see that if I can't get you churched, you hypocrite.
Oh, is that all you got to say, Luella May?
No, it ain't, but it's all I am going to say right here.
Well, while you're here in the store, wouldn't there be anything you might be needing today, Luella May?
I have traded my last trade at the Brushwood Mercantile Company.
Well, Sam Hill, you ain't mad at me, are you, Luella May?
I don't doubt a lick, but what you're in cahoots with this monster. Goodbye. Yeah.
Well, there never nothing unpositive about Sister Abernathy. I'll say that for her.
Yeah, Gib. Before she's gone, she's going to have me made out as the meanest man. She's going to just ruin me, that's all. I'm just afraid for myself.
I don't know.
You know it. I'm just afraid, so.
See, I think she'll simmer down a bit.
Huh?
I think she'll simmer down a little bit.
No, not Luella May. When she gets her mind made up to something, it's just as good as done right then. Gib, I'm afraid I've got you into a jam, partner.
What do you mean you've got me into a jam, Cal?
Well, you know that we've been partners here for a long time, ain't we?
Well,
we share one shares, don't we?
That's right. We always have been, and I reckon we always will.
Well, you see,
whatever... What's the Sam Hill you're driving at, anyway?
Well, you see, if I go ahead and mess things up, it's going to hurt you just as bad as it does me. Don't you see what I'm driving at?
I see what you're talking about, all right, but I don't see what the Sam Hill that's got to do with me.
Well, we equal partners, ain't we?
That's right.
And what I done is done cost you trade, ain't it?
Well, it might have cost us a little trade and all like that.
Well, what I want to know, will you buy or will you sell?
Well, I won't do neither. Cal, we've been partners for a long, long time. Of course, we've had our troubles and our disagreements and all like that. But we've always stuck by one another. And now ain't going to be no different. Of course, I don't agree with the way you treated last Cassius, but that's water that's done gone over the dam and can't be brought back. Give me a hand, Cal.
Yes, partner.
You see that sign, the Brushwood Mercantile Company, right up there over the door?
Yes, I see it there.
Well, the sign. Brushwood Mercantile Company will always have the names Rankin and Gibson proprietors on it until the good Lord sees fit to bust up the partnership himself.
So Cass has left Brushwood and his Teeny Belle, and Sister Luella May Abernathy is telling the neighbors what she thinks of poor Cal. There's no telling what may happen to our Brushwood friends over the weekend. So be with us again on Monday at 4:45 to see what develops. Steve Clark speaking. This is the Texas State Network.